Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the government is releasing a little bit more information on these UFOs. Even though aliens are a working theory, they haven't found evidence of aliens. I didn't really entertain the whole alien theory much because I just don't see why they would fly around El Paso, Texas, or New Mexico, or, you know, you would think the aliens would be all about New York City or D.C., because if you watch the movies, like Independence Day, they hit New York City, they hit D.C., they hit L.A., you know, so when somebody's like, yeah, you know, we saw a UFO in Hawaii, I don't think the aliens are that intrigued. I mean, Hawaii's beautiful. It just didn't make sense to me. I mean, if I was an alien and I really wanted to figure out how the human species works, I'd visit Vegas, right? You know, because this tells us a lot about our music choices, our sexual habits, our drinking habits, our eating habits, our spending habits, our risk-taking habits. I'd visit Vegas, and yeah, and maybe there is extraterrestrial life. I mean, I believe there might be some other life there. I don't want to ever meet them. I don't think they'll be a friendly. I really don't. I could barely get my cats to like me. I just don't think aliens are going to like us. And even if they do like us originally, we're going to tick them off. Did you see what happened at Walmart the other day? Somebody decides to ram one of the employees and spit on them. You know, he rammed them with the shopping cart and all that, and then the employee, like, busted him in the face. And even if an alien is like, oh, my gosh, Dr. Dahlia looks so nice, you know, no. I'm going to tick them off. I'll cut them off accidentally in traffic. I'll burp in front of them. I don't know. So for those of you that say, look, we have aliens, and the aliens are going to like us, and the aliens, no, they might like us originally, but they're not going to like us for long. It's just not going to happen. So personally, let's not even try and meet our alien brethren or sisters or whoever's out there. Now, I don't think the UFOs are alien, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are other countries who have beat us to the punch with technology. So another working theory is these are from China or they're from Russia. Now, we do have the ability to make things that fly remotely. And one of my biggest scares, and I know doctors don't usually talk about being scared. If a doctor says they're scared, people get nervous. And, you know, so if I have a patient, you know, and I see a melanoma-looking lesion, right, you know, or I look at their EKG, okay, you know, if I show any sort of fear, that makes them crumble. But I'm like, you know, this is interesting. You know, you're alive, despite what I'm seeing on this EKG. Which means you got some heart strength in there. You got some good heart muscle. Let's capitalize on that. Let's get you to the hospital. And let's try to get all your heart muscle healthy. Okay, that's what I say when I think I got a guy whose heart's about to crumble. Same thing with the melanoma. Right? When I see a nasty melanoma, you know it's melanoma before you even biopsy it. You're like, you know what? Okay, you know, you have a mole here. And I want to tell you, man, good job. Good job for coming in. You came in early, and I think we could knock this one out of the ballpark. So way to go. We got a fight ahead of us, all right, so roll up your sleeves. But, you know, if this possibly is melanoma, you did right coming in. Let's knock it out of the ballpark. And then I'm like, oh, okay, so can I wait till Christmas? No. We're going to start that fight now. Now we're going to roll up our sleeves now. Do we have to? Yeah. I think it's a good idea to start the fight now. We're fighting it now. You know, sometimes, like, when they don't get it, I'm like, if this is melanoma, this needs to be out of you yesterday or years ago. So doctors aren't allowed to look scared. But I'm honest with you guys. I'm scared of spiders. I used to not be, but once you got bit by one and the infection almost took out my leg, yeah, I'm scared of spiders. I'm sometimes scared of mother-in-laws. They might not be my mother-in-law, but somebody says, this is my mother-in-law. I'm like, oh, God. Okay, so you guys have seen me fearful. I get scared easily. I'm nervous about flying objects, not because of aliens. I think if the aliens wanted us dead, we'd be dead already. But I don't like the idea of a foreign country having something that they could remotely attack us with. All you guys are loving drones. You know, I'm sitting there in my backyard, right, you know, and I might be suntanning topless so I don't have any, like, tan lines. And all of a sudden I hear bzzz, and I look up and there's a drone. Okay, so I don't do that anymore because I'm like, hey, that's invading my privacy. You guys have these things that are flying around that can unfortunately, like, see us. No, I don't like that. I don't like the ability that somebody could see what's going on remotely or even attack us with these drones remotely, right? And can they do it from a foreign country? Yes. And it looks like America might feel, in fact, senior officials feel that the objects could be evidence of Chinese or Russian hypersonic technology. Hypersonic? Supersonic. Hypersonic, that's 4,000 miles an hour. No, I don't want that anywhere near us. So the fact that our military has been caught on tape going, what the heck is that? They've never seen anything like that. What worries me is these other countries are now publicly seeing that we might be really, really behind in the tech race. This is why, like I said, I'm very open to any theories about COVID. Because other countries are working on stuff, and they're not as vocal about it as in America. Now, one of you asked, why now? We've been putting people into mental institutions for decades for claiming there's UFOs. Why now is all this being released? Well, because the cat's out of the bag. Once there was footage, once people have talked about it, once you have people wanting to storm Area 51, we're already, the cat's out of the bag. So they wanted people to see what was out there and, you know, try to kind of head this off at the pass. But I don't like that other countries might have more tech than we do. And we knew this was going to happen. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we might have had an advancement in the breast cancer fight. Apparently, a pill has been shown to keep certain early-stage hard-to-treat breast cancer at bay after some initial treatment findings being reported look promising. Study results were released Thursday by the American Society of Clinical Oncology ahead of its annual meeting and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, the pill is called Lynparza. It was found to help breast cancer patients with certain mutations, and it allowed them to live longer without disease after their cancers were treated with standard surgery and chemo. So big problem with some of these harder-to-treat cancers, especially those with people that have the BRCA1, BRCA2 gene mutation, is the chance of recurrence. You know, Olivia Newton-John, I'm not really sure about her BRCA gene mutation status, but she's been fighting breast cancer for years. And every time she thinks, you know, it's in remission, unfortunately, she, has new symptoms, or back pain or shoulder pain, and unfortunately she has been battling breast cancer now for a while. And so we want to kind of be done. I mean, when we help, we try to fight cancer, we don't want the recurrence. And the recurrence is sometimes even more deadlier than the initial finding of cancer. You know, people have asked, why is that? You know, people will fight cancer. They'll be successful. They'll say, I'm in remission. And then all of a sudden, you'll find out, no, it's back. I mean, that kind of happened with Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, well, I don't know if Rush Limbaugh went into remission. I have to double check that. But, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Trebek, you know, many of these individuals, you know, you're thinking, okay, you know, they'll fight this again. They'll fight it again. Something about the in remission is worse, and I think the reason why is there might be resistance. Maybe that cancer is resistant to the treatment. So being in remission is fantastic, but it doesn't unfortunately mean that you're out of the woods. So it was studied, this particular drug was studying patients with mutations in genes known as BRCA1, BRCA2, which could predispose people to breast cancer, and by the way, also predispose you to pancreatic cancer. I believe also prostate cancer. There's multiple cancers. It's not just a female cancer gene mutation. It can affect anybody. And these were people who did not have a gene flaw that could be targeted by the drug Herceptin. Most patients in the study also had tumors that were not fueled by the hormones estrogen or progesterone. So these triple negative cancers are some of the most resistant and mean. If you have a triple negative breast cancer, your prognosis is a lot less than those that are estrogen fueled. If you have an estrogen fueled breast cancer, there's a lot more we could do for that. So cancers not fueled by estrogen or progesterone or by the gene Herceptin targets are called triple negative. So this study tested Lynparza in 1,800 women and men. Men get affected by breast cancer too. With early stage disease, they were given the drug or placebo pills for 1 year after surgery and chemo. 82% of patients in the study had triple negative breast cancer. Independent monitors advised releasing the results after seeing clear benefits. So that was even before the study finished. After 3 years, 86% of patients on it were alive without their cancer recurring, compared to 77% in the placebo group. The results suggest more patients should get their tumors tested for the BRCA mutation to help guide treatment decisions. Now, by the way, just because your BRCA gene mutation negative, right, or and I was tested, I don't have the BRCA gene mutation, the tumor has to be tested. So you're not completely in the clear. You could still have a BRCA gene mutation that happens in the tumor even if before the tumor you're negative. Were there serious side effects with the drugs? Not many. Anemia, fatigue, some blood cell count abnormalities, and Lynparza comes from AstraZeneca and Merck. It's already sold in the U.S. For treating breast cancer. It costs $14,000 a month. What patients pay out of pocket depends on income, insurance, and other factors. Now, the study was supported by AstraZeneca and the National Cancer Institute. The fact that the National Cancer Institute, you know, was a part of it, it does allow some objectivity. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. All right, hopefully we just, you know, to be in the year 2021 and still have people die of many of these cancers, we need to do better. But realize these cancers are getting smarter. Speaking of smart, some researchers think our pupil size could be a marker of intelligence. So researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology were curious about how smart people could be based on their pupil size. Now, the pupil is the dark circle within your pretty colored iris of your eye, and the pupil constricts or dilates depending on light, depending on emotion, even drugs, right? Like narcotics could dilate the pupils. And researchers wanted to know if your pupils had any relationship with your intelligence or mental effort. So Dr. Sukahara looked at five, and his colleagues looked at 500 people from Atlanta, age 18 to 35, measured their baseline pupil diameter with an eye tracker. And pupils will dilate in the dark and constrict in the light, so they kind of kept them in a more dim-lit room so the pupils weren't super constricted and they could measure it better. And according to study authors, participants completed a series of cognitive tests designed to measure, quote, fluid intelligence, which is the capacity to reason through new problems, working memory capacity, which is the ability to remember information over a period of time, and attention control, the ability to focus attention amid distractions and interference. Now, I'm not calling that a metric of intelligence, because if somebody does have concentration issues or ADHD, they're some of the smartest people on the planet. But they looked at attention control as a parameter. As one example of an attention control test, participants had to resist glancing towards a bold, flickering asterisk in one side of a computer screen and instead rapidly look in the opposite direction to identify a letter. The letter would disappear within moments, so even a brief eye movement towards a flickering asterisk could result in missing the letter. So then they could test you. Did you see the letter or not? Humans are primed to react to objects passing through their peripheral vision. It's what once allowed us to spot a predator or prey. But the task required participants to redirect their focus from a flickering asterisk to the letter. They found those with larger baseline pupil size had greater working memory, attention control, and fluid intelligence. They found older individuals tended to have smaller, more constricted pupils. Now, this is interesting. If an older individual doesn't seem to have as much pliability, shall we say, with the pupil, they are noticing a relationship between that and Alzheimer's or dementia. And so where they're going with this, because some of you are like, who cares? Pupil size, who really cares? Well, where they might be going with this is if they want to identify people that might have issues when it comes to their, shall we say, their cognitive abilities, then they might be able to identify them early on. You see? And the big problem we have with dementia is not being able to address it early. We do have some medications, and maybe we could do some intervention in terms of your blood pressure and diabetes and things like that. But when dementia hits, many times it's beyond our control. So if older individuals have smaller, more constricted pupils, that might be a sign of some issues within the brain. Now, where the researchers think there's the issue is they believe there might be activity, the pupils might be displaying the activity of the locus coeruleus. Now, the locus coeruleus is an upper brainstem nucleus that helps regulate attention, memory, learning, and perception. Now, these appear to be the parameters they're using as parameters for intelligence. If somebody can remember, if somebody could learn, if somebody could have the proper perception, if somebody could maintain attention, then they could learn. They could put that data into memory. So if there's an issue with the locus coeruleus, we might be able to identify that with your pupil. Now, some people said lighter irised individuals have darker pupils or wider pupils. I don't really know 100% about that. I had blue eyes. Now they're kind of grayish blue. But people with very dark brown eyes, sometimes the border might blur. So I don't know necessarily if it's true, or rather it's just you could see it better. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 559,000 jobs in May. That's about 100,000 less than economists were predicting. The unemployment rate also falling to 5.8%. Reacting to those job numbers, former economist under former President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox News,
Joe Biden is right. America is back big time. We're seeing, you know, pretty nice gains in employment. The biggest problem, though, today is we've got 8 million unfilled jobs, and restaurants and stores and construction sites cannot get their workers back on the job because we're paying people so much money. We have a new study saying $80,000 a year in government benefits.
Facebook announced on Friday that former President Donald Trump's account will remain suspended for 2 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Authorities are investigating what they're calling a possible human smuggling case on the far southwest side of Bexar County, Texas. San Antonio Fire Chief Russell Johnson saying witnesses heard banging coming from a tractor trailer.
They were supposed to get picked up here on Quisenberry Road, then they all scattered. So they're still looking for the rest of the people.
Police finding an air-conditioned tractor trailer transporting 60 to 80 illegal immigrants near Somerset, Texas. Over $1.5 million will go to the victims, families, and survivors of a mass shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people were killed in a FedEx facility 6 weeks ago. The National Compassion Fund saying 100% of the money they collect will go directly to those affected by the shooting. The fundraising continues for several more weeks before the local steering committee will determine the rules for how the fund will be handled. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as in America, we push to get our kids vaccinated and our teens vaccinated, and colleges are urging that students don't come back until they're vaccinated, the World Health Organization is saying, look, kids are not a priority right now. We have a shortage of vaccines. There's other people that need the shots first. So the World Health Organization's top vaccine expert said yesterday that immunizing children against COVID is not a high priority from a World Health Organization perspective, given the extremely limited global supply of doses. During a social media session, Dr. Kate O'Brien said children should not be a focus of COVID-19 immunization programs, even as increasing numbers of rich countries authorize their shots for teens and children. They say children are at very, very low risk of actually getting COVID disease. She said that the rationale for immunizing children was to stop transmission rather than protect them from getting sick or dying. She said when we're in this really difficult place as we are now, where the supply of vaccine is insufficient for everybody around the world, immunizing kids is not a high priority. O'Brien said it was critical to ensure health workers and the elderly, or those with underlying conditions, were inoculated ahead of teenagers and children. Now, Canada, the U.S., the European Union have already recently given the green light to some COVID-19 vaccines for children aged 12 to 15 as they approach the vaccination targets for adults. World Health Director, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has urged rich countries to donate shots to poor countries rather than immunize their adolescents and children. Fewer than 1% of COVID vaccines administered globally have been used in poor countries. So Dr. O'Brien, who is, let me see what her qualifications are, is a pediatrician and director of the vaccine department, said it might be appropriate to immunize children against the virus in due course, but when the supply increases much more substantially. She added that it wasn't necessary to vaccinate children before sending them back to school as long as the adults in contact with them were immunized. Immunization of children in order to send them back to school is not the predominant requirement for them to go back to school safely. They could go back to school safely if what we're doing is immunizing those who are around them who are at risk. So we know children are not at as high a risk as adults. We still don't know the full effect of the COVID virus. We don't know if the COVID virus can hide out in the brain for years. We don't know if it can mess with the pancreas and cause diabetes. We don't know if the virus could cause cancer. So, they, you know, in terms of parents going, I want my kid vaccinated for COVID, I'm not stopping them. I mean, I see a definite benefit to vaccinating kids, assuming that the side effect profile is still very, very low. But the World Health Organization does have a point. We have all these variants out there. We have countries grappling with cases. They say Africa is now seeing a 20% spike. So if we have countries vaccinating teens that don't want to be vaccinated and are being dragged in by their ear, while you have adults and healthcare workers and elderly individuals in other countries going, when can we get our vaccine? You start to see the disparity. Now, I'm still a little fuzzy on the World Health Organization's reach and their ability to make vaccines. The U.S. pre-purchased vaccines. Trump did a good job in terms of diversifying, saying, look, we don't know which one of you guys is going to make this finish line first, so we'll buy 100 million Pfizer, 100 million AstraZeneca, 100 million Moderna. This way, at least vaccines start coming in, depending on who makes the finish line. So we had money, and we were able to act and be aggressive, assertive, and proactive. Many of these countries, many of these vaccines are able to be made within our own country. So if there are countries that don't have labs or those abilities, is that something the World Health Organization should have been doing? You know, the World Health Organization was under a lot of scrutiny with President Trump. And again, I don't really know the breadth of what all they're supposed to do or what all they're capable of. But I know they require a lot of money to do it. And they do help countries out when they're in need. Are they supposed to police and make sure nobody in China is leaking a virus? Are they supposed to be making vaccines? Are they supposed to be contracting vaccine companies to make vaccines as soon as outbreaks hit so they could deliver them? I don't know. It sounds like that might be a good thing for them to do. The World Health Organization maybe should have one of the best labs in the world, such that if any sort of vaccine needs to be made, they could start it weeks or months before the rest of the world realizes they need to start making the vaccine. The World Health Organization should be at the tippity top of vaccine development. But instead, the situation we have right now, our vaccines are very expensive. And we really rely on private pharmaceutical companies. And for a private pharmaceutical company to spend the money, take the risk, it needs to happen, unfortunately, the way it happened, where we prepaid. I mean, look at what happened with Purdue. Purdue Pharmaceutical Company makes a bunch of drugs, one of which is OxyContin. Purdue got nailed because they got blamed for the opioid pandemic, epidemic. Maybe you feel they're guilty, maybe you don't. But when pharmaceutical companies watch and see what happened to Johnson & Johnson and what happened to Purdue and what happened to these companies that helped make pain medication for people in pain, you think they're going to jump and try to make something for a brand new virus with a brand new vaccine? Now, there were caveats and there were protections in place for these companies to not get sued. If somebody says, look, your vaccine hurt me, they can't sue them. So our government had to, and I think all the governments that were going to administer the vaccine, had to give them that protection that they wouldn't be sued if there was a side effect. And I kind of agree with that on a certain level, because you can't do to these pharmaceutical companies what's being done to Purdue, because now nobody wants to make a pain medication. And then nobody's going to want to make a vaccine. Okay? We need vaccines. We need somebody to take the risk. But why would anybody take the risk if they didn't think they were going to make the money, or they thought they were going to lose money or be completely destroyed in the courts? So, you know, the World Health Organization needs vaccines from the U.S. They need vaccines from Europe. They need vaccines from countries that are being called, quote, globally privileged. Well, I wonder if all the millions of dollars that are going to the World Health Organization should include a lab that can help produce vaccines. I don't know. Currently where we're at right now is there's not enough vaccines being produced. And one idea floated is, well, let's get rid of the patents so all these other labs can open up and use that technology. Well, now you just screwed over Pfizer, Moderna, and all these other companies that want to use that technology for other drugs. So, you know, maybe have Pfizer in a World Health Organization lab. Have a Moderna representative there. They could still protect their intellectual property, but they could still utilize that lab to help pump out more vaccine. I don't know. I just think we're kind of in a bad spot right now, because as the variants, which, again, we're still wondering where those are coming from and how exactly they're evolving, COVID's not going away because we still haven't figured out the original entity as to why we got here, then, you know, we're going to have a much better vaccination program. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to put this next one on Facebook Live because this is kind of an interesting topic. And it's a topic that is slowly started to be talked about. All right, so how many of you guys saw The Office? So in The Office, I believe in the later seasons of The Office, there is an actress, I think it's Ellie Kemper, if I'm pronouncing her name right. Ellie Kemper. A good actress. I don't really follow her career too much. But she has been all over in the news. Because apparently back in 1999, she won a pageant. And she won the Queen of Love and Beauty pageant at the St. Louis Veiled Prophet Ball. Now, I don't know much about this ball. But apparently in the news, there are ties to them being racist and exclusive to blacks, Jews, in the past. They had changed it. From what we understand, I don't think they were tied to KKK or anything like that. But they've been around since the 1870s. But I believe in the last few decades, they overcame their past, shall we say, their past, and became more inclusive. And so when somebody found out, apparently it was created by white community leaders back in the late 1800s, it's still around, but she became, I guess, a queen in 1999. And I don't believe they were currently racist at the time. I think they overcame those very, very, very bad policies. And I guess somebody found out that she had been, you know, crowned of this ball or society that used to be racist, and now she is being accused of being racist. Now, this gets very tricky for a lot of people because Harvard, as well as many Ivy Leagues, would limit the amount of Jews. Many universities were not very open and inclusive to blacks. And so, in fact, I think in the 1920s, I need to see who the name is. Let me see if I could quote it. Harvard's president in 1922 proposed a quota to limit the number of Jews gaining admission to the university. So the point I'm making is many of these institutions, I think almost the majority of them, that date back to pre-civil rights, before the wars, have unfortunately these roots. I'm sure there's companies out there that never had a woman as a president or a woman as a CEO. And so what we're starting to find ourselves into here is if you are a part of anything that might have had a racial past, you're then considered racist. Well, then, unfortunately, that could mean Democrats fall under that because of what happened during the Civil War. Republicans fought to end slavery. The Democrats didn't. But we don't think like that. We're like, no, that was the past. We don't do it now. Well, then, if we're going to use that thinking going, look, in the past, bad things happened. Okay, we're not going to blame current Democrats for slavery. Then what are we doing now if somebody apparently was a part of an institution who back in the 1800s or 1900s, you know, did things that were horrible? And I mean, for anybody with a Harvard degree, the last thing they want is to cancel their degree. Nobody wants to cancel Harvard because they wanted to limit Jews. Anti-Semitism was very rampant. Racism was very rampant. I mean, throughout the decades, whether it was 1800s, 1900s, 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. And if a company didn't have women, blacks, Jews as inclusively accepted, does that mean today in 2021 we cancel them? This is where it starts getting a little nerve-wracking. Because many people watch these things and they go, wait a second, I work for this one company. This one company was notorious for being involved with, you know, or they supported this one congressman or they supported this one president. If you work for a company that had ties to whoever ran against Abraham Lincoln, does that mean you're currently racist? Because you're a part of a company that was against the Republican candidate who was trying to, you know, free slaves. You see, how far back does it go? And unfortunately, here in America, it's almost impossible to find traces where from the very beginning, they went completely out of their way to be inclusive to everybody. The average woman couldn't vote until, what was it, 1918? There was, So if you worked for a company that didn't allow women on the board of directors or women up, you know, in a certain position, then you worked for a company that was sexist. But that's what they did then. It wasn't okay. But I think it's going to be almost impossible to find a company that wasn't exclusive to the racist, sexist, anti-Semitic degree, you know, back then, that we would never even tolerate in modern day. So as people are going after Ellie, and again, I don't know much about her. I don't know much about the ball that she won back in the 90s. But you have a lot of people kind of concerned. I think IBM helped Germany make the machines that ended up coming up with the numbers of the, I have to double check the history of IBM and the tattoos and the numbers of the victims. Don't quote me yet on that. But there were many companies that did work with the Nazis, whether they knew about the Holocaust or not. So does that mean if you currently work for a company, you're Nazi? No. This is 2021. So my fear of where we're going is if we keep trying to cancel or attack people for something that that company did in the past or that group did in the past, then anybody who went to a university that excluded Jews or whatever has a degree from that, then they get canceled. Anybody who was a part of the, I guess, Democratic Party will be accused of wanting to keep slavery. You can't do that. It makes no sense. At what point do we go, look, the past was ridiculous, okay? We as current employees of this company or students of this university or people of this political party denounce the policies they had of the past, but we're moving on. If this is something that we all accept, then we can't go after people who might have, you know, and again, I have no idea if, you know, I don't really know what her involvement was in this one society, but I mean, there are students out there that are trying to pursue, you know, certain levels of student government in these universities. And these universities had exclusive ties in the past. When are we going to move on? I mean, can a student right now be proud of the university they go to? So it's definitely something we need to kind of, I guess, come up with a consensus on. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.